do all the things I should have done when I was your man.
Final segment for this Saturday morning of The Morning After. Good morning, Q105, Q105.com. There will be podcasts up of the show on that website. Also, you can like the Q105 Facebook page. I'm kind of running out of room on my Facebook page. So there's a new page where we can post podcasts and other things that are show-related, the content, the blog posts, podcasts. Eric D and the fam, which includes, of course, our friend Ashley.
Woot woot.
Philip is headed on vacation. There's Floyd. There's our friend Jen Wakefield. There's Demarius, who couldn't make it in today because she said she got food poisoning. D, which is code for what?
Drinking too much.
Brown bottle flu.
Yep. I got some food poisoning.
It's like when I when a professional athlete like misses the game due to flu-like symptoms,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that. So you'd think to bear it. But she was so sweet. I don't think she's a big drinker.
Oh, that's right. Because you, by just looking at somebody and talking to them a few times, you can tell exactly who they are as a person.
We're live on my Facebook page, if you'd like to go watch that right now. Josh, who is trying to get Lyle's crepes up and running. You want to provide some harsh feedback or candid feedback?
I'm going to say far away. What'd you think? As I put it down, I'm like, crap, there's not enough flour.
No, not crap. Crepe.
Crepe.
Aw, crepes.
I've never had a crepe before in my life.
Okay.
Is that
good or bad?
This was my first foray into creperie.
All right.
I will have to say, is that like a lemon meringue? Tell me if it's a secret.
It's not really. It's really lemon. I'll leave out the main special thing that we do to it, but it's literally a special lemon juice that we put into it, and then we zest a lemon into the cream cheese as well.
Well.
So it's,
you said it was the best thing ever.
It's special.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. it was so bad, I had to eat all of it to make sure that nobody...
I was concerned. I was like, I wonder if they liked it, if they just kind of did it out of courtesy, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's all gone.
Yeah, it's all gone.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
And we didn't sign. I just want you to know I didn't share this.
Oh, okay.
He did
like
not,
nobody
no.
got like, nobody got a bite.
I was like, one fork. Like, this okay. Was,
this was a that was that was super good.
Awesome.
And
so Josh,
hold
yes.
on before you. I'm still delving into this man's culinary genius.
This 22-year-old.
Huh?
So
that's okay.
People in their 20s are worth something.
I've seen the good doctor.
Okay. He's the good doctor of crepes.
Yeah, he's the good doctor of grapes.
Oh yeah, so, that's good. That's super good.
Yeah. So you brought up
yes.
an idea of the Philly cheesesteak crepe.
See, now I have to do another crepe.
Now you have to do it.
And I even have another idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should do like a Reuben one coming up for St. Patrick's Day.
You know what? She had just been talking about that the other day.
Genius.
And I was like, yeah, sure. But not that two votes. I think it's official now.
What's the crazy? Is that like a crazy, outlandish crepe that someone has asked for, or is there?
There has not been any real crazy ideas. A lot of times they're like, "Oh my gosh, you should do a lemon." Like, because sometimes I'll be like out in public and I won't bring this one with me. And the other day, my friend's like, "Oh my gosh," she's like, "What if you did like a lemon with?" And then you threw, I'm like, oh, and I threw raspberries in it. She's like, yes. And I'm like, and then I topped it with this sauce and powdered sugar. And she's like, yeah, it'd be great. And I pulled up a picture on my phone of the crepe I had. I'm like, you mean like this? And she's like, oh. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, have you not tried it yet? She's like, no. I'm like, oh, we do have it. So that's been like, there hasn't been like anything crazy that anyone has recommended to me. But
what is the, is there like a crepe concoction that you have thought up that has scared you to put together? Where you're like, I don't know.
No, because I haven't ventured that far
go.
Yet.
Wait, I asked a question similar to that, and Josh, you did have an answer. Like, none of this vegetarian crap, right?
Yeah, the vegetarian. We tried, like, a mushroom and pepper, and then there was something else. And I was like, for me, I'm not not against vegetarian, but I'm a bigger guy. I like my meats. I like hardcore ingredients. So when it comes to veggies, like, oh, okay, I'll try it. I'm just like, there's nothing enjoyable here right now.
And that's how vegetarians wake up. That's exactly what they say to themselves in the morning. There's nothing enjoyable in my life. And you're like, meat, ass. There's meat.
That's what you're missing.
If you keep talking, I will feed you to my children. Just kidding, we're vegan. No, you don't, in black. You're trying to get in. So here's how this is going to work, because you don't have your food truck without a truck.
Correct.
You have food, but no truck. So an event, April 14th, we're still kind of kicking around?
Yes. Yes. So it'll be announced on our Facebook page and on our Instagram, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. We're meeting this week to smooth out the details. What we want to do is offer pretty much like a premium price to help us get the truck started. And in return, you're going to get a couple of crepes. We're looking to do raffles and, you know, offer for a few free items to you guys, because it's for me the biggest thing is giving back and making sure that I'm not just like taking in everything and I mean that's a terrible business strategy. I don't want to take in your money and become
you do.
Successful. Yeah, no.
There's a lot of taking that needs to happen.
Ashley, as a former local business owner, what can you suggest to Josh?
Do not do crazy marketing.
Define crazy.
They will be down anything that you have to pay for.
Oh, okay.
They will be down your throat. Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah. Free is good. Social media will definitely be your way through everything.
To switch gears here as we wrap up in the final segment, Q105, the website for podcast. You can please go like the Eric D and the Fam page. That's on Facebook. We're live on my Facebook page right now. They changed 9 downtown. It will be the Holy Toledo Tavern, which I think is a good idea. And I've heard, it made me think of some other places, and I've been hearing from people who've been going out and doing eating. It's restaurant week in Toledo, and no place specifically that I can honestly call upon, but people are like, the service wasn't that good. And again, no place specifically. So I wanted to ask you guys, Josh, yourself included. In fact, we'll start with you. The positive end of that. Can you think of a retail or a restaurant place where you've been where the food was good or bad or whatnot, but the service was good? The service was memorable? Come to the Chick-fil-A on Airport Road.
I was going to say, this is now where I have to like promote my boss and be like, Airport Highway, Chick-fil-A is where it's at. You'll get friendly service 24/7. I mean, it's, well.
Except
Sundays. Yeah. Sundays, 24/6.
I like him.
That's always when I want those delicious little chicken roll nugget things.
The minis and then for the breakfast. And then you get there at 10:35 and breakfast is over at 10:30. So
I just go on Sundays out of luck. When I'm hungover. But,
I mean, I go to like the same core restaurants. I have a hard time changing where I go because I'm like, I like this place. I like this food. Why would I change that? Why would I? The other day, I forget where I went.
Oh my
and I'm
God,
like,
you're like a regular dude. I'm gonna be
adventurous. I went off the menu. I went to balance and I didn't do what I usually do. And I left sad because I'm like, this is not what I was expecting. Yeah.
There you go.
A place that you go with Kara, a restaurant that you really appreciate the service, something that stands out.
Demetrius Nicodemus State Farm. No.
Josh, if you want some free chili, there's a chili bar.
Not a bake-off.
Not a bake-off. No, you know what? Where do I go specifically just for service? I don't think there's...
Am I crazy?
Yeah, you are. I don't think there's any place that I've been that I can honestly say I get consistently good service. Like there's
Am I nuts to think that like I keep hearing from people when I ask where they've gone... Yeah, the service wasn't very good. Am I wrong? Do you guys hear that?
I think people are just increasingly impatient because everyone wants instant gratification.
Yeah, I get that.
So they're true. Oh, wait, I have to wait more than 5 minutes to get what I want in life? Yep, that still happens.
Yeah. I see a lot of people who will look around a restaurant that is packed as they sit down and still be pissed that they haven't seen a server. And you're like, do you see all these girls running around here? You've seen plenty of servers. You just haven't seen a server for you yet. But wait, be patient. They know you're here.
And do you remember when you used to have like an hour for lunch? Now it's like a half hour. People still want that hour meal in that half hour time so they can do everything else that they want in their day. And that's just not realistic.
Like Brooke.
Slow down, people.
Yeah, good luck with that. Tell their bosses to slow down.
True, I agree.
You're much too fast.
Sorry to call you out, Brooke, but Brooke, I had mentioned I finally made it to Core Life, the place on Monroe, and I guess they're opening several more.
She said, there's one on Conant.
Conant now?
Yeah, next
Sounds
to
like
the Tony
totally
Packer.
Totally control her portions there.
I'm down with that.
Oh, yeah. She will have 4 pieces of lettuce and a chickpea.
You know when my girlfriend will look good? When I can see her ribs.
Gross.
When she just starts accepting what I tell her.
There was a girl on my Facebook page who said, Core Life sucks. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Why? She didn't like the food. I'm like, well, wait, it's not that it sucked. You just didn't like what you... I mean, there was nothing bad about it. So, Josh, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your
really
passion
appreciate it.
Was exactly what I expected.
Okay.
Did I do the show right? I did the show right with Josh?
Yeah, he came in with a lot of energy, like...
Because I just woke up. Wait, give me it till later. And,
like almost to the point where I was uncomfortable.
Lisa, Mike, here, I'll take my phone back. Thank you. You want to hop on that microphone? As Josh's like marketing person, anything he missed that you want to share?
I think I was just telling you earlier. You just have to think of a crepe as just a vehicle for any good food that you like.
Much like soup.
What the taco is, what the burrito is, what a pasta is.
Taco burrito.
So anything you name any meal that you like, and we can make it into a crepe.
That's awesome.
Like I said, Ashley, like you know, when we talk about this, like if it's like a taco crepe, and if it can somehow have alcohol and ask trivia questions, it will be the greatest thing Toledo's ever had.
And like everywhere else.
No, here. Yeah. No.
We're just going to keep it strictly in Toledo.
Yeah.
9:56. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the show. Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, only here on Q105, but you can also get those podcasts on the website, Q105.com.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105 WQQ.